Meet the Partners is a series of interviews with the Lashfire partners who present the core of the project. We ask the partners about their expertise, expectations from the project, and anything we want to know about fire safety. Good morning, Grit, and thank you for joining us in this Meet the Partners interview of the Lashfire project. The first question would be, what are the areas of competencies of CMT, the Center for Maritime Technologies?
Good morning, Andrea. Thanks for the invitation. So CMT, or the Center of Maritime Technologies, we are a non-profit RDI organization under the roof of the German Association for Shipbuilding and Maritime Technologies. So besides maritime research, we're also offering consulting services to the maritime industry, and our engineers cover a broad range of competences. And we are currently focusing on digitalization, shipyard optimization, lightweight and new materials, energy efficiency and alternative fuels, and also life cycle performance assessment.
Great. And how do the goals of Lashfire fit with CMT's objectives?
So within Lashfire, we want to provide a technical base for the revision of the existing guidelines for fire safety of rubber ships, taking into account the latest technologies and findings. But when it comes to fire safety, also looking into the new challenges we are facing, for example, with the increase of transport of electric cars. So this serves quite well with the overall aim of CMT to strengthen the maritime sector and industrial value chain, also through national and European projects.
Mm-hmm. And what is your specific role in Lashfire?
I am responsible for the management of the Lashfire project at CMT, and my focus is the communication, dissemination, exploitation. So within a dedicated work package, work package 3, me and my partners, there are Sea Europe, Interferry, Bureau Veritas, RICE, and Magellan, we are coordinating any activities regarding communication to raise the awareness of the project. So we are steadily looking into opportunities to share our developments and findings with stakeholders, for example, by organizing conferences, webinars. We are continuously exchanging with scientific community as well to assure that our findings are going to be taken up by new and follow-up research initiatives. And last but not least, we also want to make sure that we are going to communicate with the general public how the money is spent and what great things we are doing, because we are a research project funded by the European Commission.
Of course. And is Lashfire the first maritime fire safety project you have been working on?
Due to the nature of my job, I would say topics always vary, but we stay within maritime. So my first project, lean ships, I was working on, we were investigating alternative fuel solutions. In Holyship, the partners developed a holistic design concept for shipbuilding. And prior to Lashfire, I was working on a project called Ramses, which was addressing lightweight materials in the and application of lightweight materials and also innovative steel. So that was my first contact when it comes to fire safety, because in SOLAS regulations stipulate that if you want to replace steel with composite materials, the material properties, including fire resistance, must be equivalent to those of steel. And so fire safety was always already quite an issue in Ramses, but now, Lashfire is more prominent.
Mm-hmm. And the final question would be, what is for you the most interesting part of work done in Lashfire?
That's hard to say, because there's not really a preference regarding one of the solutions, because some might be of higher impact regarding fire safety, or more not interesting, I won't say, but like, for example, the safe transport of electric cars is quite a prominent topic nowadays, and so which grants also quite a lot of awareness. But in the end, I think everybody's contributing to decreasing fire risk, not only for cargo, but most prominently for that also deals with concerns life of passengers and crew. So, but I think the most spectacular thing about Lashfire is that we go beyond pure development. After the development of different solutions, we're also evaluating and assessing them. As we said, we will form a technical basis for the revision of guidelines. So we bring even some proposals forward to IMO to be considered in the upcoming discussions for the update of rules and regulations.
Thank you for this interview, Grit, and I wish you all the success in the future with LashFire project and with the CIFIS conference coming up in October.
Thank you, Andrea, and looking forward to meeting you there.